Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. When I go for my daily run, whether it's on a treadmill like I did today, or if I'm going down in my neighborhood, I'm usually listening to podcasts. So usually listening to health and fitness stuff. Sometimes I'm listening to Adam Carolla or, one of the No Agenda family of podcasts. But today I was listening to Vinny Tortorich, which is pretty common for the Friday that I'm recording this. And he had on a guest second time fairly recently, Mark Goldston. And he said a couple things in this podcast that actually I had to stop and quote it. Because I thought it was so pertinent and powerful. Actually, I was listening in an app called Podverse, which is one of these new podcasting 2.0 apps, and it lets you make clips. And so I actually made a clip of it, and I'm going to include it in this podcast so you can hear it. And I'll have a couple things to say about it afterwards. So, but here is Mark Goldston talking with Vinny Tortorich.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a tip, Vinny, and you're going to have to listen to this podcast again.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for this?
Sure.
And this is so counterintuitive that if you listen to it on the surface, you might miss it. So these yes butters, what they really want to do is they want to frustrate you so that they don't feel alone in their frustration. And I won't say misery loves company. Misery needs company. Nancy needed me to feel what she felt, to let go of it. So here's the subtle thing, and you might want to listen to it again,
because
it's not your style. And what you say to this person is, after they yes but you, because you are getting frustrated, you even said, you said something that was a tad insensitive, maybe. And what you say to this person is, you're really doing a good job right now, and that's going to floor them. They're going to say, what? You say, you're really doing a good job of letting me know what it's like to feel frustrated and powerless that I can't make something happen, which is to get you to take care of yourself. And you're really helping me to feel what it feels like to be you, to be so powerless to change your life, even though you know you need to. And I just want to tell you, I'm sorry you have to feel that way.
And yes, I have been a yes, but type person when it comes to fixing parts of my health, certainly in the past. And so that resonated with me because, yeah, you do feel powerless to change your health. You don't know how. You see an obstacle in your way and you don't know how to get past it. And you look at the situation, whatever it is, and you go, well, yeah, how do I do that? Or I can't do that because of this, that, or the other. And, having just went through this myself, I definitely did some of the yes, but at a certain point you just said, okay, well, we're going to have to try it and see what happens and have a little faith. And yeah, it's easier to, elicit sympathy, I guess, than to do the work, really. And, I myself have done the work. And so this is an interesting way to put it, is that, hey, I understand what you're feeling and what you're saying, and you're reflecting it back to them. And I think that's, that struck me. But actually what Mark Goldston said after that struck me even more.
Also, part of what you're talking about, I guess this isn't a swear word, but it's close to it. What you're really talking about is you don't like ask-holes. Ask-holes are people who ask your advice and they never follow it. Yeah. And they keep asking it, but they never follow it. And one of the ways to deal with an ask-hole, and if you're listening in, you may have someone like this in your life, when they start to do that, but they never follow it, here's another tip that you wouldn't have thought of. You say to the person, I need to stop you right now because I'm doing wrong by you. And they're going to say, what? And you say, I need to stop you because I'm doing wrong with you. In fact, I am enabling you. And I can't stand the word enable, but I'm enabling you, because what happens is we get into these conversations, you vent your frustration, you get into the yes, but you get all this stuff off your chest. And then when you're able to get me frustrated, you actually feel better because misery likes company. But the point is you don't change. So right. Every time I listen to you going on and on or making excuses and yes, butting, you actually might feel better because you can say, I was able to frustrate Vinny. He's right. A pretty powerful guy and I got the better of him and I don't want to enable you. So when I hear you doing this, if I let you get it off your chest so that it lands on my ears and then I might say something, you know, slightly unkind, it's enabling you to stay stuck, and I don't want to do that.
I never really thought of allowing people to complain as enabling behavior. But Mark's correct in this case, especially when you're trying to, I don't know, change something in your life that you know you need to change, but you're doing the yes buts, and you complain to somebody about it, and you're even asking for advice, and you're hoping to hear different advice from certain people, and certain people are not going to give different advice. They're going to give you the advice that they know works. And by allowing someone to complain effectively, you're enabling their, their negative behavior, whatever it is, whether it's with their health or with something else. So people who ask for your advice and continually ignore it. I'm not saying they don't have to ignore your advice, but they should do something. And that's the thing that, because we could be wrong, right? Anybody can be wrong. But if you use that as an excuse to do nothing, then that's definitely an issue.
Thanks for listening to Phone Boy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.